Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to talk about success in Chinese. We have a very successful person, Sunny Bates, joining us. Sunny is the CEO of Sunny Bates Associates, and she's on the board of many successful companies, including Kickstarter. Hi, Sunny. 你好。
你好 ，Xiaolan. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. It's a very relevant subject today, about success, because yourself been super successful and you've been helping many startups become successful.
This is true.
Okay, so can you share with us about success? What's the secret sauce?
Well, I think there's so many ways to think about success. I think the most important thing is to be clear about what success means to you, and to try not to get too distracted by other people's definitions of success, because then you can have a successful good life.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there are many different ways and many different markers to think of oneself as successful. The clearer you can be with any goal, but particularly about what success means to you, the more likely you are to be able to accomplish it.
Yeah, actually success or the concept of being successful, it's quite a philosophical topic in ancient China. And before we talk about that, let's learn how to say that in Chinese. To say success, we say 成功.
成功. 成功.
That's great. 成, that means to achieve and to complete. 成. 成 is the second tone.
成.
成. And 功.
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 功 is first tone, so we keep it flat. And 功 basically is similar meaning to 成. That means to achieve something with a merit. So I have reached the target and this is my accomplishment. Chinese is a language that they love doubling up words with similar meanings to emphasize it. And also sometimes when you use them separately, they can use as a verb, sometimes they can use it as a noun, and it's just a very diverse language. But together, 成功 is the most common use. 成功.
成功.
成功. And I know in English you can have success to say that's a noun and successful as the adjective, but in Chinese we just say 成功, that's the same thing. When you say 成功, that could mean depends on the context, but it all means the same thing, can be successful, succeed, or a success.
Very versatile.
Right, 成功.
Mm-hmm.
So can you share with us what was your goal when you started your career? And then now you are very successful, very 成功 by people's definition, but was that the same goal as you wanted when you started?
Absolutely not. It's way exceeded the goals that I had. I think as we move through life, the goal continues to move. I was very focused on my career initially, focused on the sort of my social network, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Then I was focused on family and have raised two daughters. They're both very 成功.
Very 成功, yeah.
So that became a very important goal for me for raising them. The new businesses that I've been involved with, the kind of success in the philanthropic sector is very interesting to me, the social sector. So my definition of success has changed and evolved as I have grown and moved through life and gathered experiences. And I think that it's very important to continue to evolve your concept of success.
Right. So to describe someone is very successful, we say 好成功.
好成功.
好成功. 成功 is the same. And then to describe very, we say 好.
好.
好, that's the same word as 你好, 好, so 好成功.
好成功.
好成功. And then, of course, the opposite of 成功, it's failure. And in Chinese, we say 失败.
失败.
失败. 失 is to lose, and to lose something, like I lose my dog or I lose my wallet and lost something. And 败, that means being defeated. So lost and been defeated, it sounds very desperate and sounds very sad. 失败, that means failure.
失败. Oh, it does sound desperate, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
It cuts both ways, doesn't it?
That's right. And then at the same time, if we would just want to say something, oh, we did not succeed or they did not succeed, we just say 不成功, we add a no in front of 成功. So 不成功, that means we did not succeed.
不成功,
yes. And it's probably the same in the Eastern and Western culture that we all agree that actually a lot of success is based on the experience of going through a lot of failures. And then we just keep moving and keep trying and learn the lessons from our mistakes. And that's how we become successful.
Indeed. Yes, indeed.
I've just spoke to a friend of mine. He's the chief scientist of IBM, and he wrote a song. He's also a musician. It's amazing, in addition to working on AI. And then he shared a song he wrote called Rise Eight Times, and that actually based on the Japanese poem that a successful person or success has to be from seven times of failure. So rise eight times.
Aha.
So you can see that it's all the same in different cultures.
It's like the seventh generations, because they say the Iroquois, every time you make a decision, you have to look out at the implications of seven generations in front of you.
Right. Okay.
Seven is a magic number.
Yeah, that's right. It is. Oh, it's a magic number in many cultures. Great. So to wish people a great success, we say 祝你成功.
祝你成功.
祝你成功. 祝 is to wish. 你 is you. So, you see, it's a direct translation. 祝你成功.
祝你成功.
祝你成功. Wish you a great success. And since you are already a very successful person, I only say this when I know you have a task or you have a project you are working on. If I know, hey, you are entering a competition or you have a IPO of a trade sale of one of your successful companies, we say 祝你成功.
That's why I say to you, 祝你成功.
祝你成功, and people will love that. And if you go to China, Chinese people, in a way, they are very open-minded and they are also very forgiving. If I speak English wrongly, people will roll their eyes and oh, they don't understand me. But Chinese people, if you just make an effort and they see the effort, they will love it. And they especially love people wishing them some good fortune, wish them success. So when you say that to your Chinese friends, they will love you. They already love you. They are going to love you even more.
祝你成功.
Perfect. Thank you, Sunny, for joining us. And you are a very perfect person to talk about success. 谢谢.
You're so welcome.
I hope you enjoyed this episode. Today we talk about success, 成功 in Chinese. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见. 再见, Sunny.
再见.